Welcome to the Best Ever You Show with your host, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network, helping you live your life to the fullest. How? Real people, including celebrities, real advice, real places, products, and businesses, real life stories. It's all right here for you with this radio show, printed magazine, websites, community, and more. Remember to visit us online, too, at besteveryou.com. And now here's your host, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino.
Well, hello, everyone, and thank you so much for listening to the Best Ever You Show. We hope this finds you and yours very well. And I'm so excited to welcome Sophia Nelson, Sophia A. Nelson, to our show today. Sophia, how are you?
I am good and busy. How are you?
Good and busy as well. And we're going to have a very short show with Sophia right now. We're just going to have her on the line here, tell us a few things about her new book, The Woman Code. And we are going to actually have to say goodbye to you a little early today because you've got a cool thing going on, don't you? Tell us.
Well, your audience that doesn't know, I am, in addition to being an author and a professor, I also am an editor at one of the online publications in Washington, as well as, you know, I'm on TV on CNN and I'm a pundit. And today, yeah, President Biden is having his first press conference live, and I'm going to be there at the White House. And so I'm really being bad right now by sneaking on, and I'm going to get myself into trouble, but I didn't want to leave you hanging with no show.
Okay,
so.
Okay. Well, we'll be really quick then, I promise. So even 5 minutes with you is great.
Yeah, we got about 10 minutes. We're good.
10 minutes?
If the Secret Service snatches me and I just disappear, then you know what happens.
Super funny. That's funny. Okay, we'll be really, really quiet too. All right. So Let's tell everybody about your book. So you have this new book, but it's called The Woman Code, which, by the way, I ordered. I ordered 10 copies, and I'm giving them to all the girls, my sisters.
Thank you.
I'm so excited.
Because I know we issue copies for free, right? You should have got one from us from the publisher, right?
Oh, yeah, of course. But I ordered more. I got to support our authors. But I'm giving one to every one of my sisters and my mom and everything. But, yeah, so there's five. I wanted to so the book is The Woman Code. It just came out. It is on fire. It's so amazing, isn't it? Right?
Well, let me say this. It is the paperback version of the hardcover that came out 7 years ago, and it did so well that we kept it in hardcover for 7 years. In fact, publisher did not want to take it out of hardcover, and I put my foot down because I saw what COVID was doing to women. I saw the impact that COVID was having on us, not just professionally and as leaders, but as moms, as wives, as sisters, as daughters. And women needed some type of, I thought, positive, uplifting inspiration to help them to literally cope with COVID. And so Mika Brzezinski and I have Morning Joe. Mika, of course, has the Know Your Value brand. And if you don't know about Mika's book, Know Your Value, and her website through NBC News, which is a whole platform, Know Your Value, you need to go check it out now. Because Mika and I both believe that the key, Elizabeth, to women's success isn't so much as how educated we are, how smart we are, or all those things which matter, but really our value and our worth in knowing it and being able to walk in it, being able to define it, being able to set boundaries around it and negotiate it when we need that raise, when we need that promotion. And so everything about the Woman Code is about the first code, which is knowing your value. And I just want to say to your listeners that you are one of the women I don't know well yet. I'm getting to know you, and I like what I see because I see you practice lifting other women as you climb. You do it every day. I see your platforms. I see your tweets, your posts, and you are very intentional about supporting other women, and I think that that is one of the huge keys in the book that I really want women to take away as well, lifting other women as you climb.
I have chills as you're talking because I really appreciate that. And, you know, one of the things ever since I met you at our Women's Day conference and you were our keynote, which is thank you so much for that. It kicked off the conference in just a beautiful fashion. And I have a sign actually posted on my desk. I'll send you a picture of it. It says, remember your value. And I got so much clarity from listening to you, seeing your book, seeing what Mika's done. And I just appreciate it so much because it's exactly what we all need to hear. And I really like, there's a couple other things on, I'm just reading from the back of the book, teaching people how to treat you, making peace with your past, learning to lead from within, and lifting other women as you climb. Those are things that you'll learn when you read this book, and it's full of, you don't even have to read the book from front to back. You can just pick it up and turn to a chapter even and hear what you read what you need to hear that day, I think. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, look at it like this. I did a global women's conference this morning at some ungodly hour for the energy sector, right? A sector where you've got oil, you've got gas, you've got the Exxons and the Shells and the BPs and companies like that. And I was talking to a group of women all around the globe who are, of course, ascending in those industries, which are very predominantly male industries and have been and continue to be, but women are starting to emerge as engineers, et cetera, in those fields. And I think what they were expecting from me this morning, like maybe your conference was different because you focus on, you know, your best life and you're focusing on the best you. And so your audience is used to doing the internal work, whereas corporate women and the women that I talk to in various platforms, whether it's Walgreens, Microsoft, you know, whatever, they're used to getting more of that leadership type, you know, what I'll call the Dale Carnegie, John Maxwell type of, you know, the stuff that is great stuff, but that's not where we need to do the work, Elizabeth. We as women have to do the work on the inside because we carry so much every day. We are bombarded with so much every day. And unlike our beloved husbands and brothers and sons and fathers, et cetera, and the men we work with, men are very good at being compartmental. Women are great multitaskers. So they don't do well with multitasking, and we do. And we really are super women, and we forget that we're human, and we forget about self-care, and we forget about, like, and so what you've seen during COVID is this not only difficult spike of how women have lost jobs, or been displaced or had to deal with the financial distress of COVID and then having their kids at home and then having to deal with health care and daycare and not enough resources and trying to take care of their parents who are aging and make sure they get the vaccine. Women in that process had no moment for themselves to breathe, for themselves to say, wait a minute, I need something. I got to do something for me. And so I'm being very intentional in this moment that we find ourselves in. When I talk about value, I'm talking about you knowing that you are entitled, ladies, to love, to respect, to self-care, to sleep, to basic things like eating, sleeping, you know, taking a walk, your peace of mind. And if you don't know that, you are not going to be the best woman you can be, and you're not going to be at the top of your game at the job, and you're not going to be the greatest mom and all that because you're not nurturing your temple yourself. And so if you hear nothing else I say today, knowing your value is about taking care of yourself first, knowing that no is a complete sentence and you don't have to explain it to anybody, and that you put your own mask on first, like they tell you on the airplane, because if your oxygen dissipates, if your breath gets taken away, if you get sick, if you're not well, what happens to everybody else that's depending on you? So I really want women to focus on self-care. I do.
Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. Kit, do you have time for one more question or do you need to run?
Yeah, I do. We got another about 7 minutes and then I got a heart out.
Oh, yeah, I gotcha. All right. I really want to talk to you, if we can, about loyalty because it's probably my favorite word. And it's who I am. I'm hard to get rid of.
So,
loyal. Can you take us out on that note? Just loyalty.
Yeah, let me direct women and let me address something you said quickly. I would highly recommend not just that you get the book, but that you read it in a group of other women. You start a book club. And by the way, we got Woman Code Wine, one of our best wineries here in Virginia. Bro Winery has created a whole line of wine for the woman's soul, which is my line. It's WCWineForTheWomansoul.com. Now, we can only deliver to like 13 or 14 states, but we're growing that. My point is this, is that take this book as an experience, as a journey. And on this notion of loyalty, I would say the code that fits the closest to that is code 17, I think, which is know your front row. Know your row. Another way of saying know your circle. Who's in your circle? Do you need to do a row check, ladies? Are there people you know you need to get rid of that you've been keeping around for a decade or more, the negative Nilly, the person that's always depressed, that always needs you, that always wants something but is not giving? Are you in healthy reciprocal relationships? Are you in loyal relationships? Are you in relationships where you're authentic with each other, where you build each other? Think about who Oprah has in her circle. Think about who a Mika Brzezinski has in her circle, or a Sophia Nelson. Think about who a Michelle Obama has in her circle. Think about who a Kamala Harris has in her circle. I bring up those individuals because those are women that have soared to the top of their game. They're all in their 50s or 60s at this point, but there are myriad of examples of young women doing the same thing, and all the people that we deem to be successful, people we look at and go, man, they got it together. Not that they're perfect people, because there are no perfect people, but people who have healthy relationships and healthy experiences and healthy, loyal people around them, Elizabeth, are women that are intentional about building a circle of trust, a circle. One of my pet peeves, code number 9, is gossip. I hate it. I hate it because it's nasty and it's ugly and it ruins people's reputations. It ruins careers. It limits people. It is odious. It's ugly. And I hate it. So if you're in my circle and you gossip, you won't be there.
You're out.
I will kick you out. Yeah. I will shut it down because I don't like it, because I don't want it done to me and I don't want it done to other women. So I think that loyalty is a great way of saying, in my row, who's in my circle. And
back.
If you're loyal, folks, by the way, you mentioned something, and I'm guilty of this too. I give a lot more than I get. And as I've gotten older, I've become more selfish about that and realizing, wait a minute, hold up. I need to be filled too. I need love too. I need encouragement too. I need people who hug on me too and celebrate me too. So, ladies, listen up. If you're out there doing all the giving and all the loving and all the celebrating and all the being there, ride or die, and you don't have people putting that back into you with reciprocity, you got the wrong people in your row and you got to get rid of them. I'm telling you, if you don't, and this could be your family, and that's hard because family can often be the most toxic group of people that we're around. And it's difficult because, you know, how do you get rid of your dad? How do you get rid of your brother? How do you get rid of your sister? That's not something you want to do, right?
No.
You laughing at me. So it's something that you want to focus on about how do I change these relationships and shift these relationships. And the way you do that goes back to code number 1. You know your value and your worth. You teach people how to treat you. You live authentically. You make peace with your past. You're accountable for yourself. You guard your heart. You remain resilient. I can keep walking through the code, but that's what are. And they all fit logically to the very end, which is reconnect with yourself. And I've got to run now, Elizabeth, because my time is up.
Here they come. All right.
This has been helpful.
It's beautiful. Sophia, have the best day ever. Total awesomeness. And thank you so much for writing this amazing book. Now in paperback, The Woman Code, everyone. Sophia A. Nelson, I've put the link with the show where you can buy the book. What a great idea to do this in groups, book clubs, and so forth. We may just very well do that on Best Ever You. Great idea, Sophia. All right, Sophia, thank you so much for your time and energy. We love you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.